Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
James 1, are you there? James 1, we talked about this already in the fifth verse. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, do what? So it is scriptural and it is right to ask. Everybody say ask. Ask for the wisdom. You run up against something, you don't know what to do. Don't just pull your hair and go, oh, you know, like, it's amazing how many Christians do this. Oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, they're talking unbelief and blasphemy. Using the Lord's name in vain. People think that's a good Christian thing to say. No. You look up and you talk to him and say, Lord, I thank you that you're always with me. And I'm asking you for your wisdom to how to handle this particular thing. And by faith, I'm laying hold of it with my spirit. I'm getting it by faith. And what did he say? Ask, it shall be given to you. Right? He'll give it to you. He gives liberally to all men and he won't upbraid you and go, what a dummy you are. Yeah, you ought to be asking for wisdom. No, he's not like that. And you got to ask in faith, nothing wavering. Don't waver and vacillate about it. Just believe you receive your wisdom. But now go on to the third chapter. He goes into some detail further into this book about the wisdom of God. James 3:13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation. Now that's your lifestyle. That's your manner of life, the way you live. His works. So that's obvious. He's not just talking about talking. His works with meekness of wisdom. Now here he begins to describe godly wisdom and another kind of wisdom. Meekness of wisdom, he says. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom, what kind of wisdom? You got to back up to the previous verse. What was he talking about? Envying and strife. Is there a wisdom that is involved or motivated, maybe I should say, by strife? So that sounds strange to us, doesn't it? A wisdom that was motivated by strife? That don't even sound right to us, does it? But read the very next verse. This wisdom comes where? Is there a wisdom that's not of God? This wisdom descends not from above. Well, if it's not from above, where would it be from? Beneath. If it's not from above, it'd be from beneath, below. And it is earthly, sensual, devilish. There is, brother, sister, a devilish wisdom. That's why the name of the series is what? Not just wisdom. The wisdom of God. God's wisdom. There is a devilish wisdom, a sensual, earthly wisdom. Now back up again. What is wisdom? It's skill at using knowledge and understanding. Are there people in this world that don't even know God, but they have a skill in using what they know and using what they understand and are shrewd and know how to manipulate? Well, that's a wisdom, but it's devilish. We're not interested in that at all. I'd rather be ignorant. I'd rather be a simpleton, ignorant, than to be devilishly wise. Know how to manipulate. And the scripture talks of the Holy Spirit through Paul, talks about people who handle the word of God even deceitfully. Anything that God gives us stewardship over, you can abuse it. There have been men and women of God. God graced them with an anointing, ability to speak, knowledge of the word and understanding of the word, and they felt pressure in some situation and they used it to manipulate people. Someone said, that's bad. Be just as bad for you to use it to manipulate your husband or wife. Or child, or somebody on the job, or a sale, a client, customer. We are not manipulators. Now the key here is honesty. See, people do stuff and act like they don't know. And then act surprised after they set the whole thing up. That's devilish. I said that's devilish. Now notice he gives the contrast. He said that kind of wisdom. Verse, got to back up to verse 14, where you see that people are envying in their heart and their strife motivating them, but they have this skill to manipulate. He said it's not from above. I actually read this. It aggravated me when I read it. This well-known denomination, if I called their name, you'd know them. And they had this whole thesis on something they call divine deception. I mean, it made me mad that, you know, be some of the people are so simple that in some cases we have to do some things to deceive them. It's deception, but it's for their own good. And in the law, are you kidding me? Any lie is of the devil. Amen. Period. He is the liar and the father of it. If you're a child of God and you're operating as a child of God, you've got two choices. Two choices only. Say nothing or tell the truth. Amen. That's it. That's it. You don't have to say everything you know. You don't have to answer every question. You can just say, I had some people pressing me about something a while back. Some folk have pressed me about details about the church. And I purposely didn't want to say because you're either bragging or comparing or something. They said, well, what about that? I said, I didn't say. They said, yeah, I know. I'm asking you. I said, no, I didn't say. What do you mean you didn't say? I didn't say. And I didn't say because I didn't want to say. Yeah, but we asked you a question. Yeah, but I don't answer all questions. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be ugly. You don't have to get upset. You can just go, no, I don't want to talk about that. No, I don't want to get. But if I do answer something, it must be the truth. Honest. There is no such thing as divine deception. Devilish deception is the only kind. He goes on to tell, by contrast, though, the wisdom. He said, verse 16, for where envying and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. The devil is manifested. But the wisdom that is from above. Now, this is what we're getting, right? That was a little weak. This is what we're getting. The wisdom that is from above. How can you tell the difference? It is pure. Everything about God is holy and clean and pure. It's pure and then what?
Peaceable,
gentle, easy to be entreated. You can talk to it. Easy to talk to. Easy to be inquired of and entreated. Now, notice this. What a big contrast. Strife, peace. Man, you learn volumes about what's God and what is not just by those two things right there. When it's God, anything to do with God, any of His things, you will sense His presence, and His presence always includes peace. Always. He's the God of peace, the Spirit of peace. Always. Peace. This other, I don't care how intellectual, how in-depth, how intriguing it might have been, if there's strife in the middle of it, you get away from it. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. No hypocrisy. No phoniness. No fakery. Right? The Lord was ministering to me about this earlier this week, about how important honesty is. We've talked about it, we've preached about it, but I just don't feel like I've gotten half of it out. In any area that you talk about, it comes back to that. Honesty. Integrity. Are you a true person? Are you fake? Are you genuine? Are you phony? We live in a world that is full of phony. Full of it. And if you came up in the world, then you learned how to do a bunch of phony stuff. And you learn how to put on facades and fake this. And that's one of the things that the ungodly world is so sick of, is a fake church. People that live worse than they do, you know, during the week, and they know it, but they put on their religious face and actually preach condemnation against them come church time. No. We must be real. If you fail, you fail. If you messed up, you messed up. If you didn't know it, you didn't know it. If you didn't do it, you didn't do it. But you believe you can, please God. So you get back up and you go on. But you don't hide and you don't lie and you don't cover and you don't deceive. Because if you do, the Bible says you forsake your own mercy. And you won't prosper. He that covers his sins, he won't prosper. But if you confess them and forsake them, the Bible said, you'll have mercy. You'll have mercy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Counsel of the Ungodly, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602G. That's R1602G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.